Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series starring Kiki, the globe-trotting cat, exploring the world's diverse places, people, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and asked for help planning their own adventures. So the podcast was created to help. Adventure awaits! We are going on some great adventures today with our guest, Stephanie from Consistently Curious. I'm so excited to have her on the podcast, and you are going to hear about some of her great recent family vacations. Welcome to the podcast, Stephanie.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor since we have been following your adventures for so long, and you've inspired us on so many of our recent travels. So we are so excited to be here.
Thank you so much. Stephanie, tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself.
I am a mother of one, of a feisty little four-year-old who will claim to be four and a half. We take that half with a lot of pride. She will be five coming up in June, but we are Cincinnati-based. We just love to travel. We just kind of make the most of weekend trips and family vacations and traveling near and far.
I'm excited because we haven't had anyone on the podcast to talk about the Dominican Republic. And you were just recently on a family vacation there.
Yes, the Dominican is such a wonderful destination and so family friendly. I've had the opportunity to go three times, twice with my husband for our little adults only retreat. And then we finally got to take Sophie, which is my daughter, on her first trip. We got to visit the Nickelodeon Resort and the Margaritaville, the new one that just opened in November.
So you stayed at two places. What did you all do, see, experience? Tell us about it.
Oh my goodness. So first of all, I'm so excited to see the Dominican make that list because I feel like it's such an underrated and overlooked destination.
So the Dominican Republic, is it a group of islands? It is an island?
That's a great question. So the Dominican Republic is a big island in the Caribbean, but also the first half is Haiti. So Haiti and the Dominican Republic share the same thing. And what the Dominican Republic is known for is Punta Cana. So when everybody's like, well, let's go to Punta Cana, you kind of might think that's Mexico. That's not Mexico. That's the Dominican Republic.
Fantastic. And I was just reading that Punta Cana is it's actually the number five destination, top destination for Americans booking this summer, according to Alliance Partners. So it is perfect timing that we're talking about it.
The flights are pretty much affordable, and it's like a 5-hour flight from the East Coast, or generally depending on where you're flying from. The Dominican is just gorgeous. The weather is sunny. So at Nickelodeon, we had the opportunity to get slimed. Of course, the Nickelodeon Resort has a wonderful water park called Aquanick. And that was why we wanted to go to that resort, is for the water park, of course, the stunning beaches, and all inclusive. I'm not cooking, I'm not cleaning, and everything's included. There's a kids club. So like, you wanted to go out to dinner one night and have a lovely evening to yourself while the kids are having a blast. Then when we popped over to Margaritaville, it's like a whole different experience, which is why we wanted to do the two resorts. One was a whole bunch of family fun, like SpongeBob, Paw Patrol, all those great characters that we are watching on TV. And then Margaritaville was more of a relaxed atmosphere, great dining options. I mean, we had floating tacos in the pool. My daughter thought that was incredible.
I'm sure.
I mean, where else can you get something like that? But they had a kids club. They had a splash area designated just for kids. One of the things I absolutely loved is they had the most adorable little kid loungers by the pool. Loungers for them. They want you to bring their kids. Bring your kids. Of course, my daughter's personal favorite, going into the swimming pool and then running into the ocean. Those are like her two favorites. As long as we have those, she is a happy camper.
Perfect for a four-year-old. Oh, and I love that both had lots of things for the kids to do. And then also for the adults, Nickelodeon, of course, SpongeBob, Paw Patrol. I mean,
you can't go wrong with those. When you sign up to do the breakfast, just having the complete state of shock on some of the kids' faces when you can tell their favorite character came out. I mean, that's a priceless. Like, you're like, oh my goodness, like, they're just like, oh, they're here, it's them. And they're so excited. And like, it's things like that, that just, you know, you add on to that trip to even make it even more memorable.
That's so cute. You said, too, that not only is it a gorgeous destination, the people are wonderful, the food is wonderful, there's great culture.
Absolutely. Everyone there is always so welcoming and friendly. They want to show you their island. They want you to try their cuisine, like what they're known for. You'll probably find a new favorite. My daughter tried their like special stew that she just couldn't get enough of. It was just one of those things where you just got to try a little bit of mofongo and you got to try some of this. And like, our chef whipped this up. This is our like Dominican specialty, and try it. Listen to their stories. Listen to them talk about their families. I love it. My daughter wants to start learning Spanish after going, because she picked up a few words while she was there. And now we're starting Spanish classes with her because she was so intrigued on the language and the differences. So now we're starting Spanish at our house. And you know what? It's great because I need to learn more Spanish as well. So we're learning as a family, which is a great new activity we're doing at home.
Oh, that's so cool. Right. And that's the kind of stuff that travel introduces to the kids, which is so fantastic. So any tips for families that are thinking of the Dominican Republic for an adventure?
Of course. Two tips. Budget saving wise, I would definitely sign up for some of the resorts newsletters because they will send out promos and everything. So you can get some pretty good deals, especially during their shoulder season. So be sure to sign up for those if it's something you're looking at. And the other thing is, we booked through a AAA travel agent and it was great. They set up everything down to the transfers. And that was so nice because when you get out of the airport, you're kind of rushed by a bunch of folks trying to vie for your business, like get in our taxi, get in our bus. But when you already have that transportation set up, you don't have to worry about it. You're like, where is my people that are taking me? And usually they have a sign with your family's name and that's where you're going. You're not, you don't have to worry about that. You just say, I have something booked. You find it, you go, they take you to your resort. You know, make sure, of course, plenty of sunscreen and all that good stuff. The other tip I have is bring multiple bathing suits, especially because kids, they will go in the pool and then come out and go in and come out and go in and come out. So make sure you don't want to wear a wet bathing suit. They bring multiples. And the only other one is bring money for tipping. Most of the resorts and tourist areas do take American dollars. However, if you are kind of going, a lot of the folks recommended, if you're going into some of the more remote areas, they do use Dominican pesos. So you can use either one, is from what our resort guides were telling us, is both are widely accepted.
That's great. So I loved that you used a AAA travel agent. Everything is taken care of and you don't have to worry about those logistics.
Absolutely, especially with the agent, and things change so quickly these days. She was right on top of it, of what kind of testing we needed, if we needed any testing to get in and out. She let us know all the different forms we needed to fill out. So that way we were prepared when we landed into the Dominican Republic, that we were able to get past customs and everything. We had everything lined up, ready to go. There was no surprises. When you're traveling with kids, you don't want surprises like that.
And to be able to have someone who is got their finger on the pulse of that is great. So not only have you been to the Dominican Republic recently, I saw on your Instagram feed, you were just at a really cool looking resort.
So we had the opportunity to visit the French Lick Resort, which is a historic resort in like the little hilly town of Southern Indiana called French Lick. One of the really cool things French Lick is known for is their huge atrium in the West Baden Springs Hotel. The hotel actually was just featured in one of the new movies just released called So Cold the River. And it's kind of like a horror movie, which is interesting because some of those historic architectures can kind of be a little eerie in the right light, but it also can be absolutely stunning, which is one of the reasons we absolutely loved visiting this luxury resort. So the resort has two different hotels, actually maybe three if you count the a hotel tied into the casino called the Valley Tower. But there's the French Lick Springs Hotel, and then there's the West Baden Springs Hotel. So the huge atrium, which was actually at one point known as the eighth wonder of the world, can be found in the West Baden Springs. That's a must. You got to go there for that. Then they have restored a historic trolley from the early 1900s that you can take in between the resorts. So my daughter, we had to do that. They have riding stables so you can do pony rides. They even have a bowling alley inside of one of the resorts, indoor, outdoor pools. We rented one of the little Surrey bikes. And so like you can kind of like pedal around. The resorts are a mile apart from each other. Golf courses. They even have something called foot golf. So it's like soccer and golf meet each other. So you kick the soccer ball into like the hole. And you play it like golf, but you're kicking the soccer ball into the hole. So that was real fun. Something totally different. We enjoyed that. But then there's a couple things you can do outside of the resort. And then they also have, not far from the resort, they have an indoor water park too. So there's just a little bit of something for everyone. They had a winery in the wintertime. They have slopes for snow tubing. But the biggest thing that a lot of people do enjoy is the scenic railroad that takes guests to the Hoosier National Forest. And they also do the Polar Express during the wintertime, which is popular with families.
Oh, fun. Well, that's what I love. I was looking at your site and you've got so many local fun family vacations.
Of course, there's so much to do sometimes in our own backyard and we don't even know. We try to make the most of our weekends. And so we always are trying to find like unique, exciting places. You don't have to hop on a flight. You know, you can just take a long weekend and explore.
So why do you think it's important to travel with your kids?
I feel like travel teaches them things they're not going to learn in the classroom, things that you don't learn in books. It makes them world citizens. It makes them appreciate things that you have in this life. It makes you appreciate other cultures, other religions, and other points of view. To me, that in itself is one of the best things of why you want to travel with kids. Like I said, even traveling close to home, you get to experience different things. Like for us, like we're close to Amish country. So we know another totally different way of life. Oh, well, why are they in a horse and buggy and we're in a car? And so that opens up a whole nother conversation to have and just teaching them all the different aspects this wonderful world has to offer.
I love it. So thinking about that, what is the next trip you're dreaming or planning?
Oh my goodness. So we are debating between going to Portugal, Costa Rica, Belize, or Hawaii for our next big trip. So we don't know where. Everyone has a different opinion on each one, and we'll eventually narrow it down to one. But our next fun little weekend getaway is going to be to Lafayette, Indiana, home of Purdue. So a little college town. So we're going to sit there and see what there all is to explore in there.
Well, I vote for Costa Rica.
Oh, okay. See, there we go. I'm going to ask you which one I should pick.
I would say I haven't been to Portugal yet. I'm really looking forward to doing that one day. Costa Rica, I just love. It's a wonderful country. When you were describing Dominican Republic, it reminded me of Costa Rica. I just love all of the nature there too, the sloths and the monkeys, and any of those destinations would be wonderful. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for being with us. And where can listeners find out more about you and your adventures?
Thank you so much for having me. People can learn more about me and my adventures at consistentlycurious.com. And I've also written a few pieces on the Dominican Republic for AAA. You can find me on either spot.
Yes, and definitely check out her Instagram. It's swoon worthy and great inspiration for vacations. Stephanie, thank you so much. And we will have to have you back to hear about that next big adventure.
Oh, of course. I'd love to. The sighting factor, that might be a whole conversation in itself.
Seriously.
But thank you so much again for having me. This has been lovely.
Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Visit the episode webpage for all the details from today and lots more travel planning resources. We look forward to traveling with you on the next episode. Adventure awaits.